But I want to tie in with Joel Baker. He has been down to the Rapid City area. He has family that ranches there. Joel, where do you call home?
Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, okay, Park Rapids, Minnesota. But devastation hit, and so you went. What did you see when you got to Rapid City?
It was, I don't even know how to explain it, Joel. There's dead cattle laying all over along the interstate, pushed up into the fences. You get out into the country part, and cattle have roamed probably 30, 40 miles. The wind got behind them and just pushed them. 70-mile-an-hour winds for 2 days straight with, you know, 3 feet of snow coming. It was devastating. We probably lost, we don't know for sure, but probably 125, 150 cows.
Oh, man.
We just, we weaned the calves about 2 weeks ago, so we had them up in the lot. They went 4 days with no water, and I hauled the generators out, and we got the wells going the fourth day, so kind of got them settled down.
How many of them did you save, Joel? Did you lose any of the calves?
We just lost some baby calves and some fall cows that were calving. They got down on their backs and couldn't get up, so we lost a few of them. But they didn't take off and roam. Where we lost most of the cows is, you know, the wind pushed them down in the creek bottoms and covered them up. They went down there for protection and pretty much got buried. And let's see. Well, I don't know what day it is. Is it? I think Monday night we got down into the creek with a front wheel assist tractor and hunter pickup with a winch on it, and we jerked probably 20 cows out of the creek that their heads were sticking up. We roped them and dragged them out their necks and got them back up. And there was about, the neighbor probably drifted about 450 black heifers onto ours there, and we tried to save a bunch of them, and I don't know. I'm just guessing in that bunch there's probably 100 of them dead too.
Oh man, what then, do you do, Joel? Do you stack and burn now, or what do you do?
I don't know. Put it this way: the coyotes are going to eat good for a while. You can't even get to them. I mean, people have no idea what it's like here.
Well, Joel, they got a better image of it now with
you're
you.
You're dealing with 3 feet of snow with 60-degree weather and mud, and you can't hardly move.
Yeah.
The only way you can get around is on a four-wheeler or horseback. But the biggest, I mean, yeah, we got hit hard, but the neighbor there that his heifers drifted onto ours there, he went up on an airplane up north, up Union Center, Buffalo, South Dakota, just south of Bowman, and back east of Buffalo in the northern part of South Dakota, up in that area. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of cows gone. And what's bad about that deal is them cows had calves on them. You know, them cows are probably born in April and May, so they haven't weaned yet. And a lot of the loss there was the mother cow.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting out there these calves have no mothers. Yeah. And they're probably, these calves are 25, 30 miles from home.
Joel, the clock's got me. You paint a grim picture. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to tell us. Tell the family we're wishing our best. I don't know what else to tell them.